5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's called cyberchondria. 40% of Americans have misdiagnosed themselves medically online.
I mean, that number actually seems low. I think that we need to make sure that enough people have the internet, because if they did, they would have done it. That number would be higher.
Anytime you're having a symptom, you're not feeling well, what do you immediately do? You go to the internet, you go to WebMD, you go to all those different sites. Mm-hmm. The next thing you know, you figured it out. You don't need a doctor
right.
or like a degree. You figured out what you have.
The biggest feeling is like you feel like you've mentioned all these things to your doctors before and nobody's ever put it together. Thank God I'm my own investigative scientist.
So I've had an interesting 6 months. Mm-hmm. But I've always had stomach and gut issues my whole life. And I've gone to see a lot of doctors over the years, including a doctor at Yale who wanted to cut out my intestines.
I mean, listen. The last 6 months, I mean, this has been going on since I knew you.
Right.
So,
but this last 6 months was the most intense testing. Yeah. It was, you know, it was biopsies and endoscopies and colonoscopies and all kinds of things.
A lot of fun stuff.
Because the problem was, is I started self-diagnosing myself.
Right.
I was like, there's got to be something wrong. And I convinced myself that I had some kind of cancer in my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Convinced myself. And you know how scary that is. And you're like, you're trying to like tell the doctors all that. And I finally had a great doctor that was like, we will run every test on you and we will figure out what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say that I'm lucky, but I was fortunate that I know what's going on now. And after a couple weeks of this new kind of lifestyle, I kind of already feel better.
Yeah.
So I have celiac disease, which affects 1 in 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
In the grand scheme of things, it could have been a lot worse. It's celiac disease. I'm gluten free. I'm dairy free. But I'm also sucrose free. And I think that this was kind of the wild card here. I also have this rare genetic thing called CSID. And here's a doctor from the internet explaining what it is.
What is CSID? CSID stands for congenital sucrase isomaltase deficiency. And this is a disease state that you have a lack of an enzyme that you need to break down sugar.
Essentially, my stomach can't break down sugar.
I mean, I want you to keep in mind here that Anna was the type that would have eaten anything and said half these conditions were made up. I mean, that's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm the kind of girl that, like, in this cabinet behind me, I hide chocolate for when I need a chocolate break.
Mm-hmm.
So to say, like, you can't have dairy, you can't have gluten, you can't have sugar, you need to eliminate all these things from your diet, it was like a death sentence for me in a lot of ways.
Right.
I mean, it was kind of like, it's funny because these are the diseases I have, these are genetic diseases. And I said to my mom, I'm like, Ma, the doctor says, like, are you sure nobody in your family has this? She goes, what? And she's like, you know, no, it's my grandfather. You know, he died when he was having his intestines operated on. I'm like, Ma,
didn't mention that.
Right. What?
They pulled out a full loaf of bread. It was tragic and terrible.
Well, you know, I come from my parents are born and raised in Italy. So this is
nobody,
not real.
Yeah, nobody real ever
thing.
Thought of this over in Italy. They were like, no, feed them more.
Right.
I don't want to hear that. Put more pasta in that mouth.
So, you know, we're figuring it out. And I was lucky to figure out, like, I didn't have all the terrible diseases that I was Googling online that I was finding on WebMD. And I'm on some new medicines to help me with these things.
If you had these symptoms in Italy, they just used to put you on a boat.
Well,
just get out of here.
Yeah. And it's so funny because your diet is limited. But I have my best friend, Danielle, who I adore her. But I almost didn't want to deal with it. She yeah. has made me every meal. She makes me breakfast to bring friend. To work to yeah. eat so that I don't get sick. Like,
and
it's
I had
crazy.
A whole concoction yesterday. And I was like, what does that smell like? That doesn't look normal. But you loved it. You thought it was delicious. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it was very thoughtful
I have,
of her.
I have a really good friend. So, you know, I think this happens to a lot more of us than we admit. Like, when did you diagnose yourself? And then what did you actually find out you had? 1-800-330-9999.
Crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies like blind spot intervention come in. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/driver tech. Paid for by NHTSA.
Did you ever misdiagnose yourself? It's called cyberchondria. 40% of Americans have misdiagnosed themselves online when they were sick.
Mm, I think that it's scary, right? You're looking for immediate information. Getting a doctor's appointment nowadays isn't always all that easy. So you get on there and you're like, oh, I can fire up these symptoms. I know what I'm looking at. Wait a minute. I'm dying in 3 days.
I convinced myself that I had blocked intestines and that I had some kind of stomach cancer. And after 6 months, I finally got my results that I have celiac disease and another rare condition called CSID where I can't process sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And after all these years, I'm like, well, thank goodness. And then I'm like, man, I shouldn't have spent all that time online thinking that I was dying.
Right. You never saw those in your results.
1-800-330-9999. Did you misdiagnose yourself? Noah?
Yeah. Well, I thought it was going to be really bad. It wasn't that it was like great in the end of when I found out what it was. I thought I had appendicitis. I had this horrible, you know, pain in my side, and I, you know, I'm like writhing on the floor, and I get myself to the ER, and I'm like, you know, I'm telling them what it is, and they're like, no, I don't think that it is. That's what it is. I'm like, no, it's got to be. And then they feel around and they do the MRI or the scans or whatever. I had kidney stones.
Not fun. Figured you'd go in there, they'd knock you out, you'd be on the operating table, wake up, appendicitis. Oh. I'll be all right. No kidney stones. You're carrying around a bottle of painkillers for the next week and a half.
You have to pass it, right? There's no other way to do it.
Gosh,
is
yes. I'm going to throw up.
You've had kidney stones?
No. Maybe? No, which is why now just mentioning it, I'm terrified because I know plenty of people, my friends included, that have.
Yeah. I know it's very... My uncle had them, and I remember, like, it was awful.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Caitlin, how about you? Did you misdiagnose yourself?
I did. When I was in college, I started to get these really bad skin rashes, and I could not figure out what it was. I was Googling it, and I was like, oh, I have food allergies. I went to the doctor. The doctor was like, yeah, that sounds like food allergies. So I went to the food allergist, and he actually told me that I have Hashimoto's disease, which is an autoimmune disease. So, yeah.
Can you do you know anything, for real, do you know anything about that? Like what it is, because I keep seeing it everywhere and I don't know what it is. I know it's an autoimmune disease, but I don't know what that means.
I mean, if you don't have it, what do you need to know?
Well, because it was on the table of one of the things that I could have had.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. So it affects your thyroid, and basically you have all these different symptoms that affect, you know, they kind of are the similar to food allergy symptoms. But the problem is that basically your brain isn't the hypochondriac, it's your immune cells and stuff that work inside your body that are. So they just randomly will decide, oh, we don't like this food, oh, we don't like this workout, even though you could totally be normal doing it the next day.
Am I saying it right? Hashimoto? Because I always just read it. I never actually hear it.
Yeah, that's right. Hashimoto's disease.
Yeah, it's very trendy. I see it everywhere. No, everywhere good. You look, I see people talking about Hashimoto's.
Well, like, too bad you didn't end up with that, though,
yeah,
I guess, right?
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, you would have been the forefront.
Yeah. I'm like, celiac. Oh, gosh, everybody has celiac.
Right, they did. That was so 8 years ago?
Yeah.
What are we talking about here?
Hashimoto's,
right?
It sounds really, like, exotic.
Right. That's today. It's happening right now.
Where are you going later? Oh, I'm going to Hashimoto's.
Sounds like hibachi.
1-800-330-9999. Did you misdiagnose yourself? Cyberchondria. 40% of Americans have misdiagnosed themselves online when they were sick.
Mm.
And I'm one of them. I recently found out that I have celiac disease and I have this other rare condition called CSID where I can't process sugar. And it's so funny because for years I would deep dive and convince myself that I had some kind of intestines cancer and blockage and all kinds of terrible things, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what's worse. So I don't typically do the diagnosis on there, but you know what I do? I go to see my doctor. I tell my doctor everything. They give me a diagnosis and, you know, medication or whatever and a plan. Then I go home and I use the internet to debunk everything that they've told me.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah.
Then I ignore half the medications, right?
My girlfriend texted me the other day. She's like, it's National Celiac Awareness Month. She's like, look how trendy you are. I'm like, good, good. When did you misdiagnose yourself? 1-800-330-9999. Tony.
So when I was 6 years old, I misdiagnosed myself with autism. And this wasn't completely my fault. Everyone around me kept calling me it because, like, I was very shy and nervous around people. And it got to the point where even my school's, like, special ed department was trying to investigate it. We didn't figure out I wasn't autistic until I was maybe, like, 10 years old. And so for, like, 4 years of my life, that was just part of my identity. And I look back and I'm, like, really cringing on it because I'm like, man, I took resources away from people that actually needed it.
The craziest thing I've ever heard.
You know what? It's not, though, at a time in life, because there were a lot of doctors when a lot of this stuff was becoming more prevalent trying to figure out how to classify kids.
Well, it's true because, just like any disease,
ADHD,
any sickness,
right, any of that.
Somebody has to learn about it, and there has to be a learning curve to learn about it.
And reading about it and then seeing it is different, too, right? Like,
right, especially when you're so young. When you're young like that, it's hard to differentiate between, like, well, what could this be? Could it be this? Could it be that? Could it be a learning disability?
Am I different? Am I aloof, right? Mm-hmm. Am I understimulated? Am I overstimulated? Any of those things, mm-hmm. right?
I still think I have a little bit of ADHD.
I'm on something. I'm on some sort of spectrum of something, one of these things.
I think I have OCD, too.
Right.
Like, there's a million things that I probably misdiagnose myself with all the time.
I mean, you could definitely argue that there's some, you know, traits that I have that are like manic.
Right. 100%. Yes.
Yes. We should diagnose each other. Dangerous game. Dangerous game. Oh, my gosh.
Alicia, how did you misdiagnose yourself?
Well, I was about 14 or 15 years old. And, you know, internet was kind of new at the time. For me, we had Ask Jeeves of all things. But I got on Jeeves and I thought I had bladder cancer. Told my mom about it, completely terrified. She took me to three different cancer specialists. Turns out it was just a routine UTI.
Oh, my gosh. This is terrifying.
I mean, wouldn't they test you for UTI first?
I mean, you would think so.
Yes.
A good doctor.
They did.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, better doctor. Well, it was a different time.
It was.
And if you go in convinced of something, right? Like, you know, they don't want to ignore you, so.
It's true. If you go in saying that I think I have this, they'll test you pretty much
tunnel vision
right away. Yeah.
Right.
She's going to kill me. But Danielle, my best friend, she convinced herself her dog had mange and had given it to her. Okay? Said Danielle. Yeah.
Like a
her
family.
And dog. So I was like, we went away. And then like a week later, she's like, do you have any symptoms? I go, no. None of us had it. You don't have it. I don't have it. Nobody has it.
What did they say? What did she end up having?
Nothing.
I still don't know.
It was just like a skin
they were giving her mange tests. Oh. And they were like, no, it's not going to pick up on, you know, anything else.
Just dry skin. It was just that time of year. Oh, like she's like, that's why you can't go into like the YouTube searching web ID Google thing.
No, you can't do any of that.
No.
No.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.